You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, says more than 55,000 suspected IS fighters and their families have been detained in Iraq and Syria. The alleged fighters come from over 50 countries. Ms. Bachelet says the relevant countries must assume responsibility for their nationals. She says rendering people stateless isn't ever acceptable.
The measures taken by some states of origin to strip individuals of their nationality in order to prevent their return run the risk of exactly that result. Children who are stateless are often deprived of education, access to health care, and other basic elements of dignity. To inflict statelessness on children who have already suffered so much is an act of irresponsible cruelty.
Most fighters and their families are in the custody of the Iraqi government and the US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. More than 11,000 relatives being held at the Al-Hol camp in northern Syria alone. The US has been urging European countries to bring back their nationals and put them on trial, but many EU countries are refusing. But Ms. Bachelet says family members are being detained without due process in Iraq and Syria when fair treatment would have much better outcomes for societies.
Accountability with fair trials protects societies from future radicalization and violence. Betrayals of justice following flawed trials, which may include unlawful and inhumane detention and capital punishment, can only serve the narrative of grievance and revenge. And the continuing detention of individuals not suspected of crimes in the absence of lawful basis and regular independent judicial review is not acceptable.
The announcement from the United Nations comes just after it was revealed 8 children of 2 slain Australian IS fighters had been removed from Syria to an unspecified location before their planned repatriation to Australia. Greg Barton says the structure of IS involving families to the degree that it did has been unique and poses particular challenges for countries seeking to repatriate these families.
Al-Qaeda with Afghanistan, we didn't have family and children involved in the same degree. But of course, there are many cases around the world of conflict where there are local insurgencies and local terrorist groups where children have to be rehabilitated. That's happened a lot in recent decades. Whilst the circumstances here are unique, the process of dealing with children coming out of a conflict situation and dealing with trauma is reasonably well understood. There are very few cases that suggest that these kids become dangerous when they're being rehabilitated.
Clark Jones is an Australian National University criminologist who specialises in radicalisation. He told the ABC repatriated families also face resistance from their country of origin, with many people not wanting them to return.
I mean, there are a lot of people that don't want them back here at all. Because of that, they would also be under threat. And the same thing happens in prison with terrorist offenders. We always think we've got to remove them to stop them radicalising others, but we also see that they're under threat from the environment they're in as well. We're also very security conscious, and rightly so. But on the compassionate side, I think it does reduce our security threat levels by doing this sort of move. It makes that we do care about Australians, and therefore people are less likely wanting to do something against Australia.
Russia and Kazakhstan have been most active at repatriating foreign fighters and their families. The United States and the Netherlands have each repatriated a small number of women or children from northeast Syria, as has France, which saw more of its citizens join IS than any other European country. Some children born during the conflict have also been left stateless. Aid agency Save the Children says at least 50 other Australian children and women linked to IS remain in camps in northeastern Syria, including many who are sick and injured. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.